And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I do mean this one. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, I tell you, somebody else who covers a whole lot of ground is my friend John Wall, who is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Now, he's one of only 50 people in the nation that has his gig, being the chairman of the entire state's Republican Party. That's highly overworked and extremely underpaid, but it also makes him somebody who not only focuses on Alabama's politics, but he gets to be a part of the team, so to speak, in the big picture. And he's coming on the line right now to talk to us. John Wall, how are you doing?
I am good. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you, and I appreciate you making some time on a Friday afternoon. I know you're traveling right now, so thanks for taking the time.
No, look, absolutely. You know, and this is one of those times for the next 2.5 weeks, and it's hard to believe we're at 2.5 weeks. But for that time period, it's going to be nonstop. You know, get the ground running, keep people informed, make sure we're connecting all the dots, and that we don't let anything fall through the cracks, whether that's nationally, whether that's
Hey, and John, your signal's getting a little weak. I hope you can hear us okay. But the reality is, yes, 2.5 weeks. I mean, it feels like this campaign has been longer than usual. It feels like we have actually run multiple campaigns within one campaign. I think between all the lawfare against our candidate and then the switching out of the Democrat Party candidate, this one just seems like it has just had legs that just kept on churning.
No, absolutely. And look, we already won the president's race once. And so the Democrats have us back for a second round. You know, we beat Joe Biden. Now we're back against Kamala Harris. And I think they're panicking again because I think they see the trend headed in our direction. The American people are not being fooled. And they're seeing through some of this. And the trend is actually headed towards the Republican Party and towards Donald Trump.
You and I were talking just offline right before you came on the air. Real Clear Politics has a view of the battleground states that is the first time we've seen this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, what I love about, you know, using Real Clear Politics is they do a poll of polls. So it's not just a single person, not a conservative or a liberal pollster. They do a consensus of all different polls out there. And for the first time this cycle, Donald Trump is in the lead in every one of the 7 swing states.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, but what they also don't take into account is if Donald Trump can continue his trend from both 2016 and 2020 of overperforming the polls, this could be a very early and a very good night for the Republican Party.
Let's bring it. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to get some of the vote count from some of the I mean, Pennsylvania. Please don't make us wait for days again. Go ahead.
Well, and like I said, the good thing is there's a chance that we don't even need Pennsylvania. Look, what we're facing here is an incredible situation, and I don't want to get anyone overconfident.
Right.
Do not be overconfident.
Right.
Make sure you call your friends, your family in these swing states. You go vote here in Alabama. But I think what we're seeing is historic because for 10 years now, the mainstream media have villainized Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. They've told people how horrible he is, that he's the equivalent of a Nazi, you know, the insults, the negativity. They've whipped people into such a fury that there's been 2 assassination attempts. And with all that negativity, with big tech, with censorship, Donald Trump is still on the cusp of becoming the next president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And I think that is a compliment. It's a highlight to the people of America who have seen through this rubbish and who have really said, no, you know what, we're going to think for ourselves. And we're not going to let a politically correct socialist mainstream media tell us how to think.
That's a great point. And I think there's also another piece of that sentiment is that there's a sort of an underlying sense that if they're allowed to get away with doing that to him, then what will they do to us? Right now, I've said multiple times, I don't think there's anybody that could have withstood the onslaught better than he. He's uniquely suited between his own personal finances, his own resilience, his own network, and his own, you know, semi-incumbency as the president to be able to withstand the onslaught. And he just keeps on going. And right now, I said it earlier, it looks like he's even having a good time doing it.
Look, I was down in Mar-a-Lago 2 days ago, and we're kind of going over some numbers, you know, getting ready for the final stretch. Talked with the president. You're absolutely right. I do not know how he does it. I do not know where his energy comes from. I'm 38 years old, and I cannot keep up with him. He is very much enjoying it. There's a feeling around that things are going, not just things are going well, but that people are understanding, and that even the mainstream media is waking up to the fact that there's a clear separation between these two candidates, and there's a clear record. Look, they can lie all day long, but the bottom line is we all know where Kamala Harris stands on issues like the economy, on the border, on drilling, on national policy. And there's a clear differentiation between her and Donald Trump. And I think there's an excitement there because we see people that know the difference, and they're actually excited about bringing common sense policies back to the White House.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what's interesting, too, is I keep watching the Democrats, and they're going to have their base. I mean, the Democrat base is going to vote for her. I mean, if she went on TV and sacrificed babies on TV, they would still vote for her. There's a lot of those. But I also watch, and I think she's a lot of her demise is self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, well, and it's scary because, you know, that Democrat base is about 40 to 45% of the country. And it's very scary when you think about the fact that it wouldn't matter what the policies were. It would not matter where our country was financially or on a global scale. They would vote Democrat no matter what because they've been conditioned. And I would say brainwashed. I'm not going to hold back. I don't need to be politically correct here. I'm going to be honest about it. We have a socialist mentality in our education system that are turning people out, and the mainstream media reinforces this, that just want to condition people and brainwash them into believing that the government knows how to live our lives better than we do, and that the individuals shouldn't run this country, the global elite should. And I think that's the difference here. There are people who will just vote for the politically correct choice no matter what because they've been told that's the smart thing. That's what the educated thing to do is. And I think that's why our work does not get done. If Donald Trump gets elected November 5th, our work is not done. Our work has just started. Because what we have to do is we have to educate people and we have to explain why these values are so important. And we actually, as Republicans, our elected officials, have to actually fulfill the promises that we have made and have the backbone and get the job done.
No, totally. And if we don't, if we squander the opportunity, then shame on us.
That's right.
Hey, let me ask you before we run out of time. We got about 5 minutes left, but there's two things I wanted to cover down with you. One is there's been a lot of pandering from the Democrats right now. The Kamala Harris campaign really pandering for the black vote. I think they're very concerned about the losses that they're seeing in the polls among black voters. Your thoughts on that and what you're seeing or sensing nationwide. And then I want to talk about Georgia before we run out of time. Go ahead with the black vote first.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think you're absolutely right. The Democrat Party has they do best when they divide us as a people.
Yeah.
You know, that's all the Democrat Party is all about division. They want to take us, divide us into groups of race to guide us, you know, gender, divide us by gender. You know, they always say women should vote Democrat. You know, white men are horrible. Well, why can't we just look at people as individuals? You know, every single person made in the image of Almighty God with the equal rights, constitutionally protected, and go back to that kind of the vision of our founding fathers of looking at every single person as what's best for you is then best for the entire country. And it's not what's best for your racial block or your sexual orientation. Forget all that. Just look at people as individuals again.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the Democrat Party is having trouble with right now. They have these coalitions where they split people into groups, but these groups are starting to have problems with each other because the Democrat Party has become so woke and so divisive with some of their policy positions recently. And a lot of the black community are centered around family. They're centered around the church, especially down here in the South. And I think that's really creating a thing where the black community are saying, you know what, we're not being represented by the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
They do not share our values. And they're looking for an alternative. And look, as chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, I want to say we want your vote. We're not asking for your vote. We want to have the chance to earn your vote. We want to help the economy be better, where you can have jobs. We want to help you be free. And we want to help you get, you know, if there's welfare. We're not opposed to welfare, but what we want is we want you to be so successful you don't need to be on welfare.
Yeah.
And we want to help you live the American dream, and we want to earn the African-American vote. And I certainly hope and pray that this trend continues.
Yeah, I do too.
Of the African-American community coming around on that.
Well, that's so well said. Listen, no reason for me to add to that. Let me switch gears real quick before I run out of time. Georgia, right next door to us, to our east, is Georgia, which is unbelievably considered somewhat of a purple state. It's a battleground state. Early voting has already been ongoing now for a few days, and they're seeing record turnout. I know the Alabama Republicans are in Georgia helping door knock and do the things it takes to campaign. Tell us what you're seeing in Georgia. What does the early voting turnout mean, in your opinion?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And let me start quick before I get into that completely. If any of your listeners out there want to get involved in this effort over in Georgia, we want them. It's super easy to sign up. Just go to search on Google, Alabama Republican Party, ALGOP.org. First thing you'll see on there is a sign-up form. Help us over in Georgia. Poll watching is critical. This is one of the biggest targets in the entire country for the Trump campaign. Alabama voters can go to Georgia to poll watch. We want you to sign up there. Why that's important. Georgia is a key battleground state. We had Alabama volunteers knock 60,000 doors last week.
Wow.
And what we're doing is we're targeting disengagers. It's what you were talking about. People who don't normally vote, we're encouraging them to go vote early. Don't wait till Election Day. We're doing the same thing the Democrats have been doing in the past. We're banking the vote early. And why we're so happy about the early turnout is when you look 3 days ago, you can check every day in Georgia. 3 days ago, 300,000 Georgians voted.
Yeah.
2 days ago, 250,000 Georgians voted. The demographic split on that was a lot of rural areas, a lot of voters over the age of 65, and the demographic breakdown was 70% white, 30% black. If you look at those metrics, those are Republican metrics. And so we have the chance. We think that we're going to break even on early voting if this trend continues. And if we do that, then it's game over on Election Day.
Well, man, it can't get here fast enough, and I am hoping that there's a big doings that night. Are y'all going to have a statewide party, a watch party that night, or what?
We are looking into that right now. We'll probably have something in Birmingham. We're trying to find the location. And when we get that done, we'll let you know, because everyone is invited. We want to have a celebration here in Alabama. And then, of course, across the country, so many down-ballot races that we're watching as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, taking back the Senate, holding the House.
Well, John Wall, calling us from the road, can't tell you how much we appreciate you. Thanks for your perspective. Thanks for what you're doing for the cause. And we'll talk again soon, man.
Hey, always good to be on the show.
All right, take care. That's Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall. Just got back from Mar-a-Lago. It's kind of funny. The other day I texted him. I said, can you come on so-and-so date? And he goes, well, I'm going to be at Mar-a-Lago. And I went, oh. I guess I'll wait a day or two because I want to hear about that. All right. Tell you what, JP, move us to the break. We'll come back. I'll get some text messages. And then don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we'll put aside politics for a minute. Talk to JP on sports. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.